I look back with sadness that it came to that, and that I said those things, but I'm not sorry I said them. For what was happening to me, you'd have had to have been a saint, which I'm not to have said them. I apologise profusely for using the word beginning with F. I do not swear on television. I used it 3 times. That's the only shame I feel. I'm very sorry about that.
Because I watched every frame of this series. I always do the celebrity ones. Yes. I absolutely love it. And you're a fan as well.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So you knew love what it was going to be like. You've seen in the past what it could be like.
I knew it would be filthy dirty. It was stinking. After 10 days I went in.
Well, you're the best qualified to clean it up.
Why should I? I'm not cleaning on that show. I'm going as Kim Woodburn. I washed dishes, did everything. They live in stink and filth, the lot of them. And I went into a horrible situation.
Why do you think they alienated you so much? Because you called them the gang.
They were the gang.
But so why, though? Why did they pick on you?
They weren't people that wanted to say a word out of place. They wanted to put up with it. I don't put up with it. You see, Philip, you were not in there. I know what I went through.
I went through a lot of exaggeration, though. It seemed that what you were saying...
No, I'm sorry. You weren't there to know, were you, Phil? Yeah. I went through hell on the earth. I was told that I was... get back to your cleaning, woman.
We saw that on the telly.
Which is disgraceful.
Well, you said worse.
I said worse after... Of course. Did I ever say worse until I'd been assaulted? Then I let them have it with both barrels.
Why did you stay in there, then? Because, I mean, obviously you get paid to go in there. You get paid...
Handsome, of course.
You get paid to go in. Yes. So if it was that bad, why not just go?
Why should I go?
Well, because you're saying it was hell on earth.
Why should I lose a massive sum of money for those bums? Would you lose a shed load of money enough to buy a house that gets you out in 3 days? Mm. Not on your Nelly.
So how much did they pay you?
It's nothing to do with you, Philip, is it? What are they paying you?
Well, nothing to do
then
with you.
Then don't be naughty. Thank you. Don't be cheeky.
But don't you reckon that you'd have got on so much better
if I'd kissed the backside?
No, if you'd just been nicer. If you'd been a nice person.
I think I am a nice person. I'd like you to have a word with all the crew I've ever worked with. And these people in the studio. I'm very, very polite.
I know the row that you had on Celebrity Juice.
Do you?
Yes. So but I know that you have had rows elsewhere.
No, I have not.
Well, I think you probably have, but that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Well, a lot of people thought that online, Nicola, they thought that she was actually the bottom of all of this, that she caused all of this.
She caused everything.
Did she?
A nastier piece of work I could not wish to meet.
Do you think that Colleen was a worthy winner?
No, I don't.
No surprise there. Why is that?
Because she was sweet as pie to me. She never said a wrong word to me. Cup of tea, Kim. How are you, Kim?
But isn't that the sort of game of the thing? You went into the diary room and did the same to them.
No, I'm not two-faced.
But don't you think...
I'm not two-faced.
You think that Colleen was two-faced?
Well, what do you think?
I know Colleen. I actually think that she won it because she's a nice person.
She's a horrible person.